Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Tassel, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are wrapping things up down here at Fadley's. This will be number 10 on our countdown today, brought to you by our friends at Curia Wellness and Foreign Daughter, as well as the Maryland Lottery. I'm going to get these Ravens scratch-offs. Damey has prepared, and here's the issue. I'm doing this countdown, my 27 favorite places, and it's Tasty Ness, if you want to follow it, T-A-S-T-Y-N-E-S, out on the hashtag. And I'm counting them down. I'm down at day 10, and I'm here at Fadley's. And the reason I'm at Fadley's today, I'm at Pizza John's on Friday. Monday, I'm at Casa Centimonium. Tuesday, I'm at Slancha. Wednesday, I'm at Coco's. I'm going all the places, and I put it all together, and you're like, some places are, you're like shut down in 2 weeks. We have days. These two dishes here, you come down and get the crab cake. It's phenomenal. RJ, how's crab cake? You're damn right it is. Right. But these are the two things that I want to promote about Fadley's that I have learned to love. You didn't even make me eat the shrimp salad. I just saw it in the case. I'm like, hey, that looks good. Give me that. It's the way you do the celery, I think. It's the way, is this your mom's recipe? Whose recipe is this?
I don't know. It's been around a long time.
Love your shrimp salad.
I'm glad.
Is that okay?
Yes, that's okay.
I'm allowed to love what I love here?
You know what? You're allowed to love it all.
What do you love the most here? When you recommend something here beyond a crab cake, I think your mac and cheese is delicious. I love the cucumber salad because it's like a bread and butter pickle kind of take on cucumber. Uh-huh. It's sweet. Uh-huh. Yep. You would never know that. I would never order cucumber salad anywhere else. But I wouldn't order shrimp salad because a lot of places, it's mayonnaise-y, it's goopy, it's thick. Yours is light and delicious and airy and seasoned.
Well, that's good.
That's what I think.
I'm glad you like it so much. Yeah, we sell a lot of shrimp salad. And fresh. We make it a lot. We make it often. It's
so
made every
good.
Day.
It tastes like my mom made it.
You know good. I mean? Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
My mom didn't go for all that mayonnaise.
No?
No, not too much. You know what I mean? It's shrimp salad. It's got to have mayonnaise in it. And then this oyster thing.
I know. You were not an oyster fan until I made you one.
No, I love raw oysters like at Bull Roast because that's the way I'm a poor kid from Dundalk. We went to Bull and Oyster Festivals.
Right, right.
And you know, our parents would always, like, have the sex joke about, you know, wink, wink, it's oysters. And that was going on. I'm 9 years old. They look goopy. And then it looked like, I'm a rebel. You know what I mean? I think you know this about me. I got a rebellious thing. And I thought, I'm going to eat one of those because you think I won't. And it comes in a shell. What is that line they have? He who ate the first oyster was a man of great, you know, I don't know. Wisdom, I guess. So, the shrimp salad's delicious. So, the oyster thing, I like oysters Rockefeller. Like I like spinach, I like cheese, I like them grilled. So, I like them that way. Probably as an adult, that's the way I would order them. I wouldn't order them raw, but I go to parties and they're shucking them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I go to an event, they're shucking oysters. I'm going to have couple, three or four of them. I would always use cocktail and lemon. And purists would be like, cocktail sauce. I'm like, that's the way I like it. Leave me alone. So,
and we have good cocktail sauce. Our cocktail sauce is great.
About 3 years ago, you're like a mother hen, not just to me, but to the Navy baseball team and everybody else. But she brought me out. We were at the old place. And I'm there. I think Mueller was with me. I don't even know who the guests were. Maybe Martin O'Malley or somebody was with us. And you brought fried oysters out to me. And I looked at it, and I'm like, it looks like fried chicken. And you said to me, well, we kind of dust it, and we kind of do it. You're like, and I think I had even said to you, I don't really eat fried. I mean,
You did. You told me, I don't even eat fried oysters. And I said, well, you got to try these.
Well, these are flash fried, right? They're going to be you like fried oysters, RJ? Have you ever had a fried oyster? Come here. I'm going to get you on. Put the headset on. RJ Shepherd's here from Forest.
Still here.
So, yeah, you're still here. Can you hear all right? You do all right now?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. You got it. All right. So you've never had.
He's still eating.
I thought that was.
So you've never had a fried oyster.
Yeah.
Looks like fried chicken, right?
Or fish.
By
yeah.
the way, yeah. he said a word that I don't know if you can say. Say it on the air, last segment.
Niche?
Said,
oh, chitlins?
You said chitlins.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean you said couldn't say it on air?
I don't know.
Chitlins? Not with an S.
Not Shinola.
With a CH. Chitlins.
CH, yeah.
All right, it's like Cheetah Rivera.
It's a southern.
All right, so
yeah,
delicacy.
Yeah. What?
Yes, it is. It is.
You served.
It's
you know
the,
what? The,
it's
she
the
knows everything about the Eastern Shore. So he asked me if I'd had chitlins, and I'm
not chitlins. Chitlins. Chitlins and hog maws. You got bellies and you got intestines.
Yep.
This is an oyster. Okay,
that's
so
an
let's
oyster.
Get back
that's
to
an
this.
Oyster.
This yes. came right here. Are these Chicoteague? Where are these from?
No, these are from Harris River. They're Harris River oysters.
Maryland.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Maryland oyster. Grab one of those. Mm-hmm. Are you cocktail sauce guy in
I
a general
am.
Sense?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
So
see,
do
I like
dippy
cocktail
dip.
And a little bit of tartar together.
I ain't doing any tartar
together.
On
that.
Together. Time. Well,
delicious.
You do it. You do it however
I'll
you
rock
do
with it.
It.
Okay. Yeah, just do that
he's
together.
He's West Baltimore. He does it different over there. I'm East Baltimore.
It's good
right?
together.
So I had never had one of these so about 3 years ago, and I'm on the show. Like, we were doing this. She made me eat one on the air. And it's like, I'm not weirded out by oysters. I'll eat them raw. I like oysters. But I had just never eating it like fried chicken, like literally.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is one of the great things ever. So you're about to eat my number 10 on the countdown. They're all, I can't rate
them. It's
not
order.
You know, it's like, well, it kind of is at the end, but not really. I mean, they're all worth eating, but when you come down here, people come in here with roller cases off of airplanes to get your crab cakes.
Yeah.
And if it just take 5 minutes, get a little shrimp salad to go, because I would, and these, go. Cheers.
Cheers.
So, all right, here we go.
It's nice, crunchy cornmeal breading.
That's delicious.
That is delicious,
yeah.
isn't it?
Wow.
Right?
I'm not even an oyster guy, but that's delicious, yeah.
I mean, right? I mean, and this is what I'm saying. For me,
they're delicious.
I never would have known how delicious this is. Because I can send you down here 1,000 times for crab cakes, and you'll get them, and they'll be great. You can ship them. I do. They're great and all that. This is one of these things, like, this isn't going to ship. Mm-mm. You got to come down here.
It's got to be
you
eaten immediately.
Use or lose this, you know?
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
You want another one? Here, have another one. I'm going to get on a yoga mat a little later on. Dippy dip. Go ahead, man. You want to squash the lemon? Hold on.
Yeah, look. It's I like the cocktail and that tartar together.
That combo is good. Yeah.
That combo is good. Because we have homemade cocktail and homemade tartar.
That combo is good.
We make it, and together, we call it the Fadley sauce. You mix them up.
I told you I'm going to feed you, man. I'm going to make you taller and fatter. do it upright. Right
in the gym.
Make you hit farther.
Yeah, there you go.
Damien, what's going on in Catonsville? Because he's got to get back to the golf tournament, golf course. But
wait, Catonsville, it's coming. Boy, it's coming. We're fast approaching. So now we're probably looking at November sometime to start.
Well, I'll be there for Christmas. Go ahead, RJ. Put that down. How are things? I've been all over the state eating. You've inspired me in a lot of ways, not just like to have this delicious shrimp salad that I'm going to keep eating and these oysters. I'm delighted that I can share them with RJ. But I've been going around eating at small local businesses everywhere. And people like your family owning local businesses. I have featured pretzels. I have featured bakeries. I have featured desserts. I'm trying to just get around and feature places. And especially for my sponsors and crab cake places, sort of like going above and beyond and saying, people come in for a crab cake, but you do more than that.
Yes.
And I think your new restaurant's going to give you a chance to, in a sit-down environment, to be able to serve a fried oyster on the go.
Sure. And
sit down,
more.
Have a beer, watch a ball game. Things that you and your family, you've built this empire, but it's been in a market. It's been in a market, right?
Right.
Literally,
right.
And shipping business.
Right. And so we are going to have an opportunity to serve a whole lot more. And that's one of the reasons why we came up with the brand extension, the Fishmonger's Daughter. So it's Fadley's, but it's the Fishmonger's Daughter so that, you know, people, when they come, our menu is going to be a little bit different than the one down here. We're going to feature all the best of what we've got down here, but we're going to also have local beef, and we're going to have local chicken, and we're going to have some other things to eat that you would normally have in a full-service sit-down restaurant. So that'll allow us to do a whole lot more, and especially even with the event space. The event space is just going to be spectacular. So I'm looking forward to that, looking forward to having the outdoor patio space, everything. It's going to be really nice. It has been a job from hell, but we're going to get there.
Catonsville, Maryland. Fishmonger's daughter, part of the Fabley's family. They still ship crab cakes here.
Yep.
You can come down and visit. There's still baseball left. My wife's looking forward to seeing Shohei Ohtani 2 weeks from now play. So stop in, get a crab cake, get something to go.
And
now,
and I'm going to tell
you about
what I
did. I've seen Westmore more than Westmore wants to see me over the last couple weeks as I munch on this shrimp salad. I was down in Ocean City, out at the BMW, running into him. I did not mention you or this big award that you won, but this is on the up and up. This is
So we won. We won the 2025 People's Choice Award for Governor Moore's Buy Local Picnic. So he has a Buy Local cookout actually once a year, and chefs from around the state apply to be part of the cookout, and you have to put a recipe in, and you have to cook that recipe.
Did you win for the catfish?
I did. I won for a catfish slider that we made. So we
didn't even bring that to me today. Is that third place?
I did.
Well, fourth place, you got crab cakes pretty
well,
good.
Well, you told me to bring you your favorites, but it's really good. So we make a crispy catfish sandwich, and I made it on a brioche bun. It's with Fadley's Famous Coleslaw, and we made a hot honey bourbon drizzle that used bourbon from the Eastern Shore from my friend Scott Sanders at Tobacco Barn Distillery.
Local
his
food.
Bourbon from St. Mary's. And then we used McCutcheon's Wildflower Honey from Frederick, Maryland. We used Ginger's J.O. Spice in the breading, and we used Old Bay Hot Sauce in the honey dip. And the honey drizzle, and it's fantastic.
You put J.O. and Old Bay in there.
I did. I put them both in.
Do they know about this? It's award winning.
I don't know if they know about it.
Maybe that's why it tastes so good.
It was delicious. So what happens with the buy local?
Hey, when banks compete, you win.
It's so funny. The people that were attending, everybody gets one red ticket. And so they go through the whole cookout, and then they decide their number one dish.
Oh.
And so that's why it's the people's choice. And there were close to 500 people there. And so this by winning this award.
Yeah, Wes handed you that, right?
He did.
Yeah,
he
all
did.
Right.
And so we had all Maryland products, the Maryland Blue Channel Cat, the Fadley's Catfish. We had Moronto Bakery make our rolls, and we had, I made this, hot honey bourbon drizzle. And now we have a golden ticket to the World Food Championships.
What? Where are you going to go?
It's in Indianapolis. So it'll be the third week of October in Indianapolis.
Have it anywhere in the world?
It's a different city every year.
I mean,
it's a different city every year, and this year it's in Indianapolis. So we go to the World Food Championships, and we're probably going to make a recipe again with the featuring the Maryland catfish, because we've got to get rid of the catfish. I've been telling you that.
I've been going to Indianapolis my whole life. The only thing I think of in Indianapolis is that cocktail sauce they have at St. Elmo's Steakhouse. You know about this?
No.
They got more horseradish. I'm still... My sinuses, just thinking about it, my sinuses are leaking.
Oh,
just
Lord.
Just thinking about, I'm serious about St. Elmo's.
How can you taste anything else if it's just horseradish?
I don't know, but I'm.
Because we got pretty good horseradish here, Turkoff's from
I'm
Maryland.
I mean, these shrimp, like, they're going out of style, you know.
I'm glad.
I love your shrimp salad. What do you want me to say?
I'm glad. Right. It's awesome. Well, it's awesome. Yeah, well, we had a lot of good stuff here.
All right. Shipping. Easy as ever, right? One click?
Yes, absolutely. Think about the holidays. Please think about it early because we get to the point where we have to cut days off because we do make everything to order. We don't make ahead and freeze and put them in a package frozen. We literally make to order. So we do have a limiting capacity of what we can create in a day and pack in a day. So there are days that we'll cut off early, you know, especially like the Thursday before Christmas and that kind of thing. So if you want to get your order in early.
So I just want to give this to you because this involves my family. 2 weeks ago, I text you, and we didn't connect, but I was here. I saw your sister, saw everybody. My wife was flying out of BWI to her family's event in New Hampshire.
Uh-huh.
Dad's turning 80 this week. Happy birthday, Dad. So on the way through, we live in Towson, and we're going to the airport. Now, obviously, we could go 895 in the tunnels. With Google, would spend a couple dollars, give Wes a few dollars. We go through the tunnel. We can go to West Side. Jen's like, well, I want to take some Fadley's crab cakes. And I'm like, well, we get at 83 and pop by. And she double parked right here, and I ran in. And she had the audacity to say to me, she got 4 crab cakes to go for her cousin, her dad, and her sister. And they were all going to see the Goo Goo Dolls, and they had crab cakes. She said to me, well, I need to pack an ice pack to take them with. And I'm like, you think Lou, I mean, you think Damie, do you think they're not going to have an ice pack for you to fly with at Fadley's?
Right.
You have these little things that are made for your crab. They're like,
right.
They're like little ice coasters is what
right.
they are,
exactly.
right?
Exactly, exactly.
So I tried to explain this to her. I'm like, all you need to do is, you know, she had
tell
a little
her to just come in and
tell
us.
A little cooler bag. She had a little cooler bag that, like, a little lunchable little soft bag she was taking with her, and she was going to put ice in it. I'm like, no. They got you. They got you.
Uh-huh.
So that's another way to do this that she did. That if you want to stop by, pull your credit card out, do a little whip around here with 4, 6, 8 crab cakes,
right?
Because you're
in
flying
and out
into Chicago or some godforsaken place like Indianapolis, and you want to take a legit crab cake, you can stop by here on the way to the airport.
Easy.
I actually did that.
Yeah, we a lot of people do. And we also...
That's my public service announcement
thank
for you.
Thank you. And we also have our own insulated zip bags, and they're only like $5.95. So
everything you don't have at the damn supermarket when I buy ice cream.
Yes. So we got the insulated bags. We've got the frozen gels all the time. So if anybody wants to stop in on their way to the airport, or even, you know, you can call ahead. If you don't want to, it takes 5 minutes. It's easy. We're easy in, easy out.
I'm crunching on the air like Bugs Bunny because I got that celery. Yeah, yeah. What's up, Doc? All right. We're here at Fadley's. My thanks to Curio Wellness for putting this out. 27 years. My 27 favorite things to eat. These are my legitimate, honest recommendations. When people say to me, hey, where are we going to go? By the way, I just want to say this to you as my friend, as my sponsor, someone who supports me and my family. The top 4 in the list really are kind of like, really like, and they're not sponsors. One of them is like a family member at this point, but not like I don't play their ads. And the top 4, I purposely, because these are the places where, like, when I'm home at night and I've got that Jones about, like, I've got to have that dish at that plate. I'm not giving it away because it's a surprise. You're even going to be surprised. 2 of these places, 2 of the top 4, I've never mentioned on the radio.
Uh-huh.
I've never taken a picture on social. They're not sponsors. They're not, like, but they're places that I love. Number 1, I've definitely plugged because it's so friggin' good. Number 2, I've plugged because it's so good. Number 4, I don't think I've ever mentioned. And it's just it's a place I've been going for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And when I crave it, you can't get it. You can't make it. It's like... It's kind of like your crab cake. I sort of maybe could mock it in some sort of mustardy way and pull it off, but I'd have to get Maryland meat, the technique you use, the oils I'm never going to get it. I got to come here to get it right. This is one of those. These are these kinds of dishes where, like, yeah, I can get a snowball anywhere, but I can't get that snowball. Right?
Right.
So,
right. I get it.
I mean,
I get it.
What's your favorite thing to eat?
My favorite is probably the fried oysters. I love oysters. I love any oyster.
Really?
I do love oysters.
What makes you?
I love oysters.
Tell
and the
me
other,
about
my
your
other
batter.
Thing is soft crabs. I love soft crabs.
You can F those up.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people do.
When you go out to get a soft crab, it's
going to
be made.
I don't go out to get a soft crab.
Okay.
I make my own soft crabs.
What makes your oysters? Give me the
breading.
Oh, well,
our breading has been has always been a cornmeal breading, and we do that. It's completely gluten-free. It's very crunchy, but we do that on purpose because there's a lot of people that don't like
black
gluten.
Black pepper, though.
Oh, yeah, there's black pepper.
I got salt, black pepper. I mean, it tastes like I want you to make me some fried chicken with it.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, I want you to make me fried chicken with this too.
It's our own recipe. We put it together here, but we've been doing that for years, and it's worked for us. So we'll have some other options.
Right.
We'll have some more options, like I said, up in at the other restaurant. But this is our tried and true, and the one that everybody loves.
Well, as someone who loves to eat, and you do, and teach people about eating, this tour for me has been inspired by you and by a lot of my sponsors just having, I don't want to call these B dishes, but, you know, there's crab cakes here and everything else. I mean, people come to you and they don't know you even have crabs. You have great crabs, too. In
right.
the case, right here.
Right.
Fresh seafood, everything. But these dishes that you have, these are what sustains Catonsville when you move over there. It's going to be a wide variety.
There's going to be a wide variety.
People are going to come in for other things because your family has really nice recipes just
we
down
do.
The line.
We
really.
Do. It's gonna. We're gonna have
it's
some.
On an Eastern
we're
Shore love.
Food. Yeah, we're gonna have some really good stuff.
I'm not eating any
really
raccoon, Dane.
You've eaten a lot. That's more than I've normally see you eat. Holy moly!
I love.
I might have to roll you out of here.
I'm not gonna waste it. I'm not gonna waste a summer tomato. Ain't no doubt.
No.
All right.
No, they are good.
All right. I'm gonna sign off. My thanks to Damie, RJ, Luke, everybody down here. Everybody whipped me together this quick little. Delicious meal to be number 10 on our list. I'm going to continue the countdown. It's tastiness, and I'm going to continue the tour. We'll be at Pizza John's on Friday. I'm going to be featuring my very special Dundalk Venezuelan Hawaiian pizza.
Oh.
So it's their Hawaiian pizza with the ham
uh-huh.
and the pineapple, but I put the pepperonis on it, and I crisp up those pepperonis, so it gives you that crispy with the sweet, with the salty, with the pork, with the ham.
Oh.
Now, they import the ham from
Dundalk. Sounds
Dundalk.
Like you might like my catfish sandwich with the hot honey drizzle.
To be continued. I'll be back down here at Fadley's. We'll be down here again in the fall, as we always are, eating our faces off, having fun, and promoting local businesses and local food, as we always do. I did go to Hooper's Island last week to Old Salty's. I had their crab cake. But more than that, that drive from Blackwater and Harriet Tubman – it is the most beautiful part
it
of the
is.
State.
It
Your friend
is.
Janet's down
I
there.
I agree.
And Hooper's Island and the Oyster Partnership and everything down there. It looks like Smith Island when you get down there. It's beautiful. So the tourists put me back out on the road from Ocean City to right here at beautiful Lexington Market. It was packed in here about an hour ago. Get down here. Enjoy yourself. I am Nestor. We are WNSG, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. One, two shrimp and a tomato still to eat. We're Baltimore positive. Stay with us.